Operation Skyhook, an annual event held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas by the Black Pilots of America. Black pilots fly in from all over the U.S. for competitions, fellowship, meetings, to engage the community, and expose young people to the field of aviation. And they give free plane rides to the public. We got to attend Operation Skyhook and met several pilots while we were there. And now, Zipporah Mundy conducting an interview with the president of Black Pilots of America, Floyd Miles Jr.
All right, we're at Operation Skyhook, and I'm here with the president of Black Pilots of America, Mr. Floyd Miles Jr. How you doing today?
How you doing, Zipporah? I'm doing fine.
That's good. And you've been quite busy today.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm busier than I normally am. Usually I'm out flying the kids, but this time I'm just pretty much, you know, trying to watch over everything, make sure everything's running smoothly.
Got you. Now, how long have you been the president of BPA?
I took office in January. I was elected in August of last year, and then that happened in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. No, I'm sorry, D.C. And then I took office in Chattanooga this past January.
Got you. Now, tell me, first tell us about Black Pilots of America. Is it just an organization, kind of like a club, like a biker's club, or tell us a little bit about what y'all actually do and what you represent?
Well, of course, it's obviously not like a biker club. It's a little bit more than that. Pretty much our objective is to educate youth about aviation, to try to engage them to seek employment in aviation, mainly to get disadvantaged youth into aviation by showing them the jobs that are available in aviation, mentoring them in piloting aircraft if that's what they care to do, and then at some point try to engage them in some type of school, keep them in school and engage them in school and get them going on some type of aviation employment. It doesn't have to necessarily be piloting, being a pilot. It can be air traffic control, aviation maintenance, or any administrative job or anything that supports aviation.
So practically, how do y'all do that? Do y'all connect with different organizations and communities or individuals? Like, what are some practical ways that y'all are actually exposing these youth to this field?
Well, pretty much, first of all and foremost, just to expose them to the aviation, just what we're doing here at Operation Skyhook, bringing young folk and also the community to educate them about aviation, what we do as pilots in the realm of general aviation. In our organization, we have people that fly general aviation as well as professionally, and the jobs that they do in aviation go from piloting to aircraft maintenance and all of the things that I mentioned, air traffic control. We have someone in the organization that does something in every one of those aviation jobs, from piloting an aircraft, maintenance. Even we have an astronaut that's a part of our program that's involved in our process. But for the most part, we bring them out, show them the aircraft, show them what we do as pilots, tell them about the aerospace environment, and in some cases, not just here at Skyhook, but back home at some of the chapters, we bring them out to the airport, expose them to airport operations, air traffic control systems, and a variety of other aviation experiences.
Now, real quickly, give me a little background on you and how you ended up in aviation and a pilot and all of that.
Well, I started out as a kid. One of the interests I had was in Star Trek and those old movies about flying, Baba Black Sheep, all that other good stuff. But anyway, as a kid, I found an interest in that. I had a cousin that joined the Air Force, and he used to bring me back little models and stuff from the Air Force, and I'd play with him. Of course, it would, you know, I'd fantasize about flying and stuff like that. And then one time, a long time ago, a cousin of mine introduced me to the Civil Air Patrol. I got into the Civil Air Patrol, into the program, and one of its missions is aerospace education. And I learned about aviation from the ground up there. Ended up becoming a cadet in the program, getting a hold of several scholarships in the program. Once I got a hold of those scholarships, I was able to get my start in aviation as a pilot, as a student pilot, and then worked my way through that. that, all of the scholarships, I ran out of money, I got a part-time job and continued on and finally got my license.
That's pretty cool. So tell me, how can someone, if they're listening, they're working with young people and they're saying, man, that sounds really good, I want to kind of bring that to my area, how can they connect with Black Pilots of America?
Well, depending on where they live at throughout the country, there's usually or somewhere in their area there is a chapter somewhere. Even if there isn't a chapter there locally where they are, generally a chapter will want to reach out to them to wherever they are. We have chapters throughout the country, different places, and if they're not right there, they can co-locate themselves right there. They're accessible because guess what? We fly, so we can get there.
You can get there. Now tell us, because I'm enjoying Operation Skyhook and you've been in Palm Bluff for years, and what is the possibility of maybe bringing one of these to the Tunica, Memphis area or Cleveland, Greenville area?
Well, we have our operations officer here today is Mr. Sam Washington, who is an instructor at Delta State University. And Mr. Washington, I'm sure, will be glad to set up something in the Cleveland area. He actually runs the airport at Vicksburg down there. I think that's the one on the north side of the river, the northeast side of the river. He runs that that airport. But Sam Washington, operations officer for BPA, would be probably glad to set up something in the area. And us from New Orleans, we'd be glad to come up and support that endeavor as well.
That sounds good. We're looking forward to something like that in the future. And I really appreciate you taking time. I know you're busy. I'm sure it's quite different being a president now versus attending.
Yeah, it is different. But I encourage the kids to get engaged, especially those kids that are coming up on 16 years of age. We have a summer flight academy that we have that's held in Houston, Texas. And every year for 2 weeks, we have kids that will go to that summer flight academy. Generally, one of the chapters will sponsor the kid, depending on the area where they are. When they're sponsored, they'll attend the academy for 2 weeks. They get approximately 10 hours of flying or more, approximately 80 hours of ground training. And within that time frame, if they're 16 years or older, they should have what they need to be equipped to pass the private pilot exam and also solo, meaning fly by themselves at that academy.
That's pretty cool. So how young can you actually get a license?
You can start flying at any age, but 16 years of age is where you can solo. To actually get your license, I'll probably have to defer to, I think it's 17, is it? The age where you get your license? Would it be 17? I believe 16 solo and then 17 to actually get your license.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Miles. I really appreciate you taking time. And Dad, you hear that? 17. I'm way beyond 17, so I get my license. You have such a great day, and thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
You've been listening to a conversation between Zipporah Mundy and the president of Black Pilots of America, Floyd Miles Jr. This interview was conducted during the Black Pilot of America's annual Operation Skyhook fly-in that takes place every Memorial Day weekend. Check out our Facebook page for pictures of all the fun. Stay tuned.